every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hey, it's Doc Chocolate of Bulls and Queens, and you can see my spicy stuff at docchocolatebbc.com, and I'm here with Miss Fun Charlie 420. Say hi.
Hello.
Ooh, say that again, you little sexy woman.
Hello.
Why you sound so sexy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what have we been doing the past few days?
We have been getting to know each other.
Yeah.
We've been working on content and going to parties and talking about lifestyle and porn and our past lives.
Past lives?
Yeah.
Like what? Like we died and we're like reincarnated?
Yeah. Our histories.
Yeah. Okay.
Brought us to porn? What? How did we get here?
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool. And so, like, just now, you guys, ladies that are listening, Charlie asked me some very, very personal questions, which I was like, you know what? This will be great to put on the podcast. And she's like, what the fuck? And so we just started recording. So tell them, and speak a little bit louder, but tell them, number one, how they find you and find your spicy material. And then ask me that question that you had asked me a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. You can find me on OnlyFans at fun_Charlie_XXX. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at funcharlie420. And those are all linked to my link trees, and that will lead you to the other fun places. And the question I just asked Doc was, Once you were in the lifestyle, how did that lead you into content creation and porn?
Okay. So once I got into the lifestyle with my ex, Caramel, look, now we're using fake names. So that was about 7 years ago when we got into the lifestyle. Okay. And, you know, we pretty much did our thing and, you know, we never really played together. We tried to play together, but she, based off of her personality, she didn't want to play together. Boo hoo hoo. Which you and I actually got to play together yesterday as a couple, which was like fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. So that was pretty killer. but not meaning to get sidetracked, we were in there doing lifestyle for a few years. And then about 3 years ago, I started this podcast, Bulls and Queens Podcast, to pretty much detail my adventures as well as her adventures in the lifestyle. Obviously, Caramel and I broke up, went our separate ways, boo-hoo. And then I started interviewing people, and more people that were in the lifestyle were content creators.
Okay.
They're doing OnlyFans, and this was like maybe a few months after things started to reopen after the pandemic, mm-hmm. right? And we all know that during the pandemic, that's when OnlyFans blew up, right?
Yes.
And so some of the people that I had been interviewing, they were doing OnlyFans, and they were telling me about the money that they were making. And I was like, right?
You don't say.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, well, I could do that, right? Because I'm an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
I like to record myself having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're doing the same thing, plus they're making money, like, that's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
So that's what led me into doing content creation.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. I like it. I was wondering. Okay. And then how, once you got into content creation, so was it immediately you were collabing, or that was like you just jumped right in, or were you like, I mean, it's a little different for guys to do their own thing. To do solo thing, it's not as easy.
Well, I can't just be up there jacking off and like stroking my dick.
you could. I'm sure somebody would be into that, but it's probably not going to bring in a ton of money. You gotta get the ladies. I'm sure.
Well, the funny thing is with content porn, 90-95% of the consumers and the people that pay money are guys.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Okay. And so your biggest. So did.
Because like at the end of the day, like there's like a key thing that we always say, right? We always say, women don't buy porn. Women do not buy porn.
Yeah.
And even when we ask women, they're like, hell fucking no, we don't buy porn. Shit. We get dick pics every day in our DMs. We don't even want that. Why would we buy porn?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so most cases, women don't buy porn.
Yeah.
So it's either straight guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for you as a woman, because obviously you're a content creator, mm-hmm. Your demographic is mostly going to be straight men that buy porn, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
My demographic is going to be typically cuck men mm-hmm. or bi men or men that just like seeing white women getting railed by black dudes. So that's my demographic.
Okay. Okay. So you got into collabing pretty quickly then? Or like?
I did for the most part after, you know, I made the decision to start my OnlyFans page.
Okay.
So I had a bunch of videos, right?
Yeah.
And so back then the rules were a bit more lax on OnlyFans.
Okay.
So you could just basically post anything, right?
Oh.
And so I would just blur out my face and blur out the woman's face and then just put the videos up.
Okay.
And then that's how it started. And then because I'm on X, I'm on Twitter, and I'm interviewing these people that are doing content creation, they're basically telling me, hey, this is what you do. You collab with other people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to collab. And so being on Twitter, on X now, that That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's how I started doing the collabs.
Okay.
So, and then initially what I started doing was a lot of the people that I would interview on the podcast, they're content creators. They're females. They somewhat like me.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
like, okay, hey, you want to fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask it like that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe I said that to you. I was like, hey, Charlie, you want to fuck?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
I don't do that. No.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. And you're like, your dick's a little. And
like, I did not say that.
Shrimpy. And
it is a good size.
It's a good size.
Very good size, yes. Very satisfying size.
Okay. Yeah. Was it satisfying like Snickers? Did it satisfy your hunger?
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm not hangry anymore.
You're not hangry anymore?
Yeah.
So we've literally been fucking like multiple times a day.
Lots of fucking.
Yeah, lots of fucking.
Lots of fucking.
Like, we haven't filmed
a damn thing.
Yeah, we haven't. Like, we fucked like, how many times have
we been practicing. So it's practice.
We've been practicing warm-ups?
Yeah, warm-ups.
How many times have we fucked and we haven't even recorded anything?
If we're like 3 to 4 times a day and I've been here since Wednesday.
And today, Sunday?
Yeah. So, and we still haven't filmed anything.
Yeah. But we haven't fucked. We haven't fucked yet today, though.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
But we will.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So we fucked.
And
like,
we are planning on filming today or doing live or something.
Something. So, yeah. Something. Yeah.
We're getting started.
So we fucked like 10, 11, 12 times and we haven't filmed anything.
We are the worst creators.
Yes, we are.
We're bad at our jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're good at fucking.
We are. You know? We are.
Yeah.
And yesterday, we actually had some fun at a place that we went to, didn't we?
Yes, that was so fun. Can I say where we went?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the Front Porch Swingers had a swingers party at
Flirts LV.
LV, and it's a house turned into like a swingers house turned into a swingers house.
Yeah.
Basically.
There's a bunch of swings all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. Dad joke. and so there was enough people there. It was like a large house party, basically.
At the pool
party. Pool party. Yeah. With a bar. But everybody was so nice. It very attractive group of people, which was awesome. Yeah. And so... But it was a shorter party, which I've noticed a lot of the times people usually sometimes don't play at because it's a shorter thing. But at the end of the day, we went back to take a nap or just lay down because it was freaking hot. It's my first day in the sun here, and it is very different from Florida heat, and I got a little hot, so we went back to lay down, and one thing led to another, and we ended up fucking in one of the playrooms, and then another couple was fucking in the other playroom and making lovely noises.
Very lovely noises.
Yes. And we were like, hey, what are you guys doing? You want to join or team up or?
Well, what happened, if I can interject?
Please do.
Thank you. Yes. I love interjecting in you.
Oh, thank you.
And so what happened was, okay, so me and Charlie are in the room and we're tired and it's about 108 degrees out here, right?
So
in
hot.
Vegas. But that was actually a lot cooler than it was when Charlie arrived. When Charlie arrived, we've been going through a heat wave and it's been like 115 plus degrees. And like it's even reached 124 last week when I was driving back to Vegas, but I was out near Death Valley. So yeah, but anyways, it was hot as fuck. So we're tired. We're worn out. So we go to the back room, the playroom, and yeah, we're going to go rest, but we're also like, yeah, we're going to fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need a little breather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she wanted me breathing her pussy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And so I did breathe in her pussy and we began to fuck. And then, like, I think we started to sleep. Or did we sleep or did we fuck first?
We laid down. It was very cool and nice in the room.
Because we were a little bit inebriated too, right? Because, like, we had the weed pen and drinks.
Yes, vodka, much vodka.
Yeah.
So we were just laying there enjoying the coolness and getting our energy battery filled again. And then we started fucking around. So we didn't go back to relaxing and sleeping after fucking. We just were fucking.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
Yes.
Yes. And then we started hearing the neighbors. Awesome noises.
And yes, they were fucking in the other playroom at Flirts LV.
Yes.
And so the guy, and we had met this couple at the pool briefly.
Yes.
And the guy went to go get something, right? And so we're talking from across the room to the other lady, and, you know, we're laughing, and we're like, I'm like, come on over and talk to us. You know, stop shouting to us from the other room. And so eventually she comes over, and by that time, you know, we're talking, and the guy comes back in, and then the guy's like, oh, yeah, we're just going to film this and that. He wants to go get his camera, and I was like, I'll film for you. He's like, okay, great. So, like, I go back to go film these two people fucking. And
Which was so hot, yes.
Yeah, because, Charlie, you came to the...
I came as support.
As support?
Yeah.
But you were watching from the doorway.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, it was very hot.
Yeah, and I saw you smiling, and yeah, I was like, oh, she's enjoying that from the doorway, right?
Absolutely.
And so, like, as we're filming, the guy wants his girl to be spit roasted. So, like, I don't know that he's going to, like, involve us in
there,
right?
Yeah, I know.
And so, like, he wants his girl to suck my dick, and then he asks permission to you first, right?
Yeah, he did.
Which I thought was good.
I know. I thought that was nice, too.
Yeah, and then you continue the story.
Yeah. Okay, so then he asked me if she could suck your dick, and I'm like, caught off guard. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's up to him, but yes.
But I do like the fact that he asked you.
Yeah, we were together, so yes, that's very respectful. And then once you were in her mouth, he motioned to me to come behind him, and I did, and played with, I was like up behind him, kissing his back, playing with his dick while it was in her, and she was fucking him, and she was sucking you, and it was very hot, and that went on for a little while, and then we separated, and you two fucked, and him and I fucked, and...
But we were all in the same bed, though.
Yes, on the same bed, we were touching, and so, like, both you guys fucking, and our hands were on you, and your hands were on us, and it was just, like, one little pile of
fucking
awesome fucking, and pleasure, and awesome noises and stuff, and then we...
She was squirting.
Oh my god, yeah. And I didn't know. I just kept hearing she's squirting, but I didn't. It wasn't like a huge spray, so I was just like, "Is she where? What?
Yeah,
yeah." Well, but like, that was fucking hot.
Yeah, because like she was squirting because like I was on the bottom, and so she was riding me cowgirl.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And then you were lying next to me.
Yes.
And you were on the bottom.
No, he was on the bottom. I was on the top.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So you both two of y'all ladies were writing us.
Yes.
Okay. So we got these two little hot cowgirls writing us. And me and this guy, we're just in ecstasy. We're just in like total seventh heaven. And, and so she's writing me. And like, I just feel a bunch of squirt, squirt, squirt. And it's like going all in my face and my eyes. I got to close my eyes. I was like, shit, this is a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Front splatter.
Yeah, front splatter. And then she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, no, don't say sorry.
Oh my God, don't be sorry.
Don't say sorry. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, like when you're fucking somebody and because we were wearing condoms. Like, and this is Safe Play 101, you guys. So like me and Charlie, we're tested, but you know, you play with others, you wanna wear protection and
be
condoms.
Safe,
be safe, yeah, because you don't know what other people have.
Yeah,
and so like it's going everywhere, and the guy that you're fucking is just laughing. I hear him laughing when I talk about the squirt.
Yeah,
and then she's like, no. I could tell she may have gotten a little bit in her head. I was like, no. It's great.
Oh,
it's
God.
Great. Keep
hot.
On squirting.
Yeah.
And then like she's like, slap my ass. So I slap her ass, and then she's like, what the fuck is that? You remember that?
That was great. Like, no, I said slap my ass, not pat my ass.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man, get into it. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a gentleman. So I slap her ass harder, and she's like, yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Get into it, man.
Get into it. Yeah. And I actually do like when women talk shit to me.
Nice.
I like, it turns me on.
Oh, good.
So after that, we're fucking. And then what happened?
Then a very masculine, very forceful voice comes in and tells us it's last call, which we didn't really get a first call, but that's okay. They were ready for us to leave. And so we still didn't know what was going on outside. And we're like, okay, we can do this. So we both switched positions to possibly the best position for the guys to come as fast as possible.
Doggy style.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And then tried that for another 5 minutes, and then the guy came back and he was really getting annoyed. So we were like, called it.
Yeah.
And then walked
it
out.
It was Danny.
Oh my God.
From Playhouse LV. He looks like Goldberg.
He does.
He's a really, really big, giant man that you don't want to fuck with.
Yes. Yes. No, you might want to fuck. He's very good looking.
He's a good looking guy.
Yes,
he is a good looking guy. He's
takes
a very
care
good
of himself
guy.
Very,
yeah.
very well.
Yeah.
But you don't want to fuck with him.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck
absolutely
with
not.
Him. Yeah,
yes.
Because he looks like he will fuck your shit up.
Yes, yes. But he was very polite.
Yeah, but he's a very large man.
But we go out, and they're like almost all packed up, and the whole, you know, there is no one left
everybody's
in
gone.
The party. The
Brian
the
and Brenda from
Front
Four Swingers are gone.
Go. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I totally do not blame him for like, come on, guys, let's go. But yes, it was such a fun time. It was just a great swinger party.
Yes.
Could not have asked for a better time. Yeah. Time.
It was. So if you're out in Vegas and you're looking for a swinger party to go to, you should check out Flirts LV, which is also ran by Playhouse LV. And you can look them up and tell them Bulls and Queens sent you. And make sure you check out Front Porch Swingers events. They do, I believe, it's monthly lifestyle events, which are hot wifing events. And you can check them out at frontporchswingers.com. And that's the plug. Did you like my plug?
That's a plug, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Not an anal plug. It's just a regular plug.
You just went anal.
I did.
Up here, whooping my ass.
You say plug, I think anal.
You do?
Yeah, immediately.
Oh, you like anal?
I do. Absolutely.
Tell me more.
I do love anal. Absolutely. It's not an all the time thing. It's a when I'm in the mood thing.
Okay.
And when I'm in the mood, it is very nice.
Oh.
Very good.
Very good.
One of the best orgasms.
Okay.
Absolutely. Getting fucked, having anal with a toy on my clit. Boom.
Just like fireworks.
Fireworks.
Squirting.
You know, I don't know if I've ever squirted.
Really?
With anal.
From anal.
Yeah. That is, I'm not, I can't squirt on cue yet.
Okay.
But the time, and I don't actually squirt, I kind of gush more.
You gush.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So it's like torrential rains.
Yeah. It's this like, blah.
Like tsunamis.
Yeah.
Tsunamis of like love.
Yeah. The love juices.
The love juices.
But yes, yeah. On the right day, combining anal with a toy and doggy. Oh man, the best orgasm. I cannot beat that one.
Okay.
Still have not beat that one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well,
you'll see.
I'll see.
You'll see.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll see soon.
Oh. Should I bring my goggles?
Ooh, no, that sounds awful. Yeah, I'm not squirting with anal yet, so I don't know what the goggles would be used for, so I don't know. Yeah, that took me to a different place. No goggles needed yet.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what the goggles would be for yet. Yeah.
It's like eye protection, just in case. Stuff,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I do flail, and I've almost... What, I've hit you in the face, hit you in the nose, I've poked your eye.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm dangerous.
Yeah, you're very dangerous. Like, you beat the shit up out of me at night.
I'm so sorry.
So, like, you guys, ladies, I wake up and I got bruises and shit on my face because, like, she's beating the shit up out of me at nighttime.
Oh, man. I talk with my hands, mostly.
You really do. You really do. So.
You just got to be out of reach.
Yes.
Out of my...
Out of reach. All right.
That's enough.
So... What other questions do you have of me with the lifestyle?
I'm going to have to think on that one. I'm going to have to think. I know I have questions.
You got questions?
Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, because we've talked a lot about your previous... I always like to know how people are with other partners that they've played with, or like how you've done on your own, because that's also... says a lot about, you know, how you maneuver. Because I've also done the unicorn thing on my own. And, yeah, it's... And every bull and every unicorn has totally different experiences and ways they like doing things differently. So bringing those two things together can be a little tricky. But everything's been pretty smooth. Yesterday went very smooth. It was nice.
I like that.
Yeah, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
And it is pretty funny because you got a bull and a unicorn connected together.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds.
Yes.
Right?
It is. It really is, yeah. You know? And I know we got stories to tell because, like, and maybe we won't do it on this podcast, but we got stories of when we ran into that lady and... Yes. Remember?
Yes. Oh, yes. The Walgreens lady.
Yeah, Walgreens
yes.
lady.
Yes.
Matter of fact, fuck it. Let's
you gonna
just
say it
right now. Yeah.
Let's, okay.
Matter of fact, you tell them what happened.
I'll at least start it off. So we are in Walgreens, in the back of Walgreens. I believe you were monologuing on there. Something irked you about
Vegas.
Vegas and products. Oh, that's right. They were locked up. You
yes.
guys in Vegas lock up a lot of your toiletries, your higher end toiletries at Walgreens. And I had not seen that before.
And I think it was locked up at that Walgreens because...
Oh, the area we were in.
The area.
Okay.
It was a hoodish area.
Yeah, okay.
With like a bunch of vagrants and like people that like to steal shit.
Yeah.
So they locked up. Shit.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. This is how it's going to be here.
Yeah. But it's not representative of like all of Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not all of Las Vegas is hood.
Yeah.
Just most of it. But
yes, exactly. And that's what you were explaining to me
yeah.
That day. And then I don't remember what part of the conversation we were in, but out of nowhere, a voice.
Yeah.
Over the aisles.
Yes.
Came and she was a very fast talker, so I
yeah.
didn't catch most of it, but she was backing up what Doc was complaining about, and went above and beyond that.
Very, very much
yes.
above and beyond.
She may have been on something.
She definitely was on something.
Yeah.
Not on my dick.
No, nope. Not on his dick. Not yet, because she really wanted to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
we'll get there.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So she went on and on about Walgreens and products. I honestly kind of checked out because it was a lot of gibberish and yeah, because she was on something, it wasn't really making a lot of sense, but I was just like, okay.
She's probably like on meth or crack.
Yeah,
like,
a little methy.
Yeah, methy.
Yeah, a little methy.
Yeah, methy. And like, I remember because you asked me, like, I think she was on cocaine, and I was like, no. I was like, coke is the rich man's
Yeah. Like, this woman was not on coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do coke, y'all.
Yeah.
I learned that in my DARE class back in fourth grade.
In your DARE?
Yeah. You remember DARE?
Yes, yeah. I do. Oh, my God. Yes, I do. yes, I'm. I have 4 years. 4 years on you? Is that it?
No.
4 or 5? Oh, wait.
No, you got more.
Oh, shit. 44, 49. Yes. You're 5.
Yes.
5 and a half.
That sounds right.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You were born in 74.
I was.
I was born in 1980.
Okay. Oh my God.
So yeah. You're officially rocking the cradle.
Yeah. So he likes to pretend that there might be information that I'm not aware of because I'm older.
Well, when I went through DARE class, you were just like graduating high school.
Oh my God.
Like I was just a little young guy and you're like this grown woman.
Oh my God. Like 5 years. Okay. I'll continue with the story.
I'm being an asshole.
Yeah. Yes. So that conversation went on for a good 5 minutes.
I think it was longer.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then am I explaining why she am I – I mean, nobody knows, but I'd hate – like, can I get her in trouble? Just to – yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't know how in the world. Oh, that's Methy Joe. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we got to come Methy up with Jill. A name for her.
Yeah.
For her.
Oh,
okay. That was Meth Mary.
Meth Mary. Oh, I like that.
Methy Mary.
Methy Mary. I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Or should we call her? Should we call her Cracked?
Crack.
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 Crack. Crack. Crack. Carol.
Carol. Cracky Carol.
Cracky Carol.
Or Methy Mary.
Methy Mary. And Cracky Carol. All right. Let's call it Methy
Garbage
Mary.
Pail Kids. Garbage cards. Pail.
Methy I remember Mary, that. I do yes? remember that. I okay, do remember yeah. Garbage Pail Kids. Okay, so she's going to be Methy Mary.
Okay.
Methy Mary.
So Methy
we
Mary.
We love you, Methy Mary.
Yes. We left. Yeah, it was too weird.
We just won't fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
So Methy Mary dropped a few hints that she might be into chocolate, Doc Chocolate's chocolate.
Yeah,
and she
in her fast talking we heard sexual
it was like, did she just propose that she wanted to fuck you? I don't know. It was so crazy. Like yes. How
do you remember what she said?
Something about wanting black dick in a or
yeah.
Like she hadn't gotten dick or she was interested in black dick. Specifically black dick.
Yeah, specifically
yes.
Black
I
dick.
I heard boop. I was and, like, what?
Yeah, but like it was kind of hard to so the way she talked about it was because she told us she was from Utah and describe her physical appearance. Let's start with that.
Okay, very thin, dirty dishwater blonde hair
dirty
that
dishwater,
hasn't
blonde hair.
Been that's what I say about my hair. Oh,
what?
It's dirty dishwater.
Yours isn't. Dirty dishwasher. I mean, it's blonde, but I mean, you have dirty blonde
it
roots.
Yes. And her roots were probably like about a year overdue.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because your hair is more like, you got like Gwyneth Paltrow hair, in my opinion.
Oh, well, how's that?
Like your hair. Like, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll take it. I'm not going to argue.
Wasn't her hair kind of braided a little bit?
It like, could have been.
Because like,
and it was in a ponytail.
It was. Okay.
At least. But it could have been some braids and stuff.
Okay.
There was. It was very oily. She could have used a shower for sure.
Definitely.
Definitely.
She wanted a shower of my cum.
She did. She was all. She was really. And I think that's why she offered to like. Help us out, or like,
because she said help, she was
quote help.
Yeah, because yeah. She said she was a secret shopper.
Yeah,
that's how the conversation began.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Hey guys, I got like 8 minutes, so get anything you want and put it in my pail.
Yeah,
and I'll get it.
Yeah,
because I'm a secret shopper." And we're like, "Hell yeah,
hell yeah!" But you know? then we were gonna give her cash so she could have the cash instead of. It was confusing.
It was very confusing because she was talking fast.
Yes.
And then we wanted to make sure we weren't doing anything illegal.
Yes. And nothing felt on the level. Correct. So we eventually left.
Yes. But she had basically, before we left, she had proposed. She was talking fast and she said, you know, and I haven't had sex in a long time.
Yes.
And I like chocolates.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kind of looked at me and I was like, oh, we're going there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I was thrown off because like, if I had been by myself, like, okay, like Matthew Mary, I love you, but like, I definitely would not have fucked Matthew Mary because it looked like she would have given me like a full course meal of chlamydia with a side of gonorrhea.
Yep. Yeah.
And hey, Mary, love you, but I don't like burning urethras and no
genitalia.
And so, but like I was thrown off because, you know, obviously we were together, you and I.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking in my head, like, what woman approaches a guy in a couple?
With a couple? I know.
And I was kind of thinking in my head, okay, there has to be something to it.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking in my head, okay, like, was the bite good? Because she just looked like she was probably bi, right?
Yeah. She,
definitely,
yeah,
definitely.
She definitely bi. Didn't give off a non-bi.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely would have fucked a woman
probably,
as much as a man.
For right? sure.
So I was kind of thinking in my head, okay, the only thing that makes sense, because like I don't think she would have just wanted to fuck me. I think she would have wanted to have a threesome.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of thinking.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah, right? And so I'm kind of thinking maybe like the bisexual in her sense the bisexualness in you
possibly,
and it was a bunch of bisexually going on
energy
going on
possibly,
and I just got caught up in the midst of the storm
possibly it's very possible. I mean, she wasn't picking up on any attraction that I had for her, but maybe she just sensed that I was into women, so that is also, that's always possible.
Would you let her sat on your face?
No. God, no. God, no. Oh, my God, no.
You wouldn't want Matthew Mary to sit on your face?
Yeah, no. No, why? No.
Would you have sat on her face?
No. No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No. I don't even think I have to answer that. I feel like we've explained the reasons already.
I refuse to answer that.
I feel like we've already explained why.
I don't want my clit
to burn. Mary says a lot. I think Bethy Mary says everything. The name.
Yeah.
It's all in the name.
It says everything.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I'm not against people doing meth, though. But, you know, showers and.
Do not use meth if you want to keep your teeth.
Yes.
Because you will lose all your teeth.
Yes.
But she actually did have teeth, though.
She did.
So,
and she, I don't think she was like.
She was
in the beginning methy. Of the meth.
Okay.
Of the meth cycle or the meth journey.
Okay. And that journey
how that
never
goes. I don't
that
know.
Journey never
it's never a good journey
well.
Yeah, no,
it never ends well, like
so
anyways, we love you, Matthew Mary.
It was one of our interesting first outings.
Yes. So we left, and we left without our stuff because like I felt totally weird about it. And I was like, I think she's trying to jack shit.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to sell us the shit that she's going to jack.
Yeah.
And get like a little bit of money on the side. And so I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
This feels weird.
No, yeah, I'm a 44-year-old man. I don't do that. No. And so you and I left and we went out into the 115-degree heat.
We did.
And we talked about it. And then we were like, okay, well, we still want to get our stuff that we came to fucking Walgreens for. Yep. So I was like, okay, well, let's just go back in and like re-pick up our stuff. And by the time we came in, it turned out that Methy Mary really was a secret shopper.
She was. She was. And she was buying half the store.
Yes.
And, but it still felt weird.
Very weird.
It just still felt, wrong. Yes. And we were like, okay, we're going to go somewhere else.
Because I did not feel like putting my dick in Methy Mary's mouth.
Ooh, no.
Because, like, I think my dick would have not
fallen off maybe in a week.
It may have fallen out right there on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, she may have deep-throated me, and I would have come up with a nub.
With now,
Yeah.
Absolutely. Acid mouth.
Yeah, acid mouth. I don't want to be a eunuch.
No. Please, no.
Would you still like me if I had no dick? Just balls? Balls in a stump.
I'd still like you.
Okay.
I'd still like you.
Would you lick my balls?
I would lick your nubbin and your balls. Nubbins. But we're gonna have to.
You'll give my nubbin some lovin'.
We're gonna have to contract out for dick.
Contract out. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
God damn it, Methy Mary. You ruined my.
Sorry.
You ruined my sex life, Methy Mary. Still love you though.
So. Yeah. That went way off course.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Do you have any other questions for me in my lifestyle journey?
I'm sure I do. I'm going to have to, I'll come back with them.
You'll come?
I'll come back with them.
Okay, like C-U-M or C-O-M-E?
Both.
Both.
Both. I will come and I will come.
So back. You're going to ask me the questions while you're coming?
Okay.
Okay.
I doubt I'll be able to concentrate enough to ask questions. It's not, you're not doing it right if I can think clearly enough to ask questions.
Point well taken.
Right? Okay. Thank you.
Point is very well taken.
Thank you so much.
You are correct. You are very right.
After the coming, absolutely. Once I've regained my brain power.
Okay, cool, cool. So once she's past post-nut clarity.
Yes.
Or is it called post-nut clarity for women? Or would it be post-cum clarity or post-orgasm clarity?
Post-O.
Post-O.
Clarity. Clarity. Yeah.
Sexy. All right. So we're going to get out of here because we have better things to do than podcast.
Oh. Grocery shopping. Ooh, sexy.
Yes. We really are grocery shopping.
We are going
You know, like, and then, like, I'm going to toss up. But, okay, I just went there. I'm being stupid. All right. But, again, this is Fun Charlie. They can reach you at funcharlie420.com, right?
No.
No? I thought you had.
Fun Charlie. Well, that's actually not connected quite yet. So, okay. But it's.
Funcharlie.com.
FunCharlie.com will be working soon.
Okay.
Within the week.
Okay.
But
by the time this podcast launches, it'll be working.
There you go. FunCharlie.com. That will lead you to most of all of my fun things, the fun, saucy, spicy things.
She gets naked and she fucks a lot.
I love fucking and I love getting naked. And
she has Gwyneth Paltrow hair.
And I have Gwyneth Paltrow hair. I don't know about that. And we've got plenty of adventures and exciting collabs and sexy, sexy, sexy things in the future. So stay tuned.
Sexy sexiness.
Sexy.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you buy my shit, too. SachaLaBBC.com. God damn it.
Bye, guys.
Shit.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, Or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party? Make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.